Dear people, the Lord spoke to me and said, if you do not learn to number your days will seem only like numbers. He told me this at a time that I was so busy that entire seasons were coming and going, and they seemed like only a blur to me. I felt like my life was rushing past me and I was not gaining the things that God desired for me each day. Psalm 90, 12. Teach us to number our days aright, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. The art of numbering our days is not something we do naturally. We have to be intentional to allow God to teach us. When we do learn the art of numbering our days, our hearts will be filled with the wisdom of heaven. When I first began to earnestly pursue the heavenly realm, I asked the Lord where to begin and what I should do besides watching and waiting before Him. He told me, nature is the entry level into the spiritual world. Romans 1, 19-20. Because that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. I understood that when I began to see Him in the created world, then He would open the spiritual world further to me. As I thought about this, I remembered a conversation with an unsaved friend I had a few years ago. I was speaking to him about the gospel. He looked at me and said, I know God is real, because when I'm out in nature, I feel close to Him. God has created nature to clearly communicate to us about the invisible world. So, in my quest for the spiritual world, I became an observer of the natural created world. I can tell you, it works. Nature is speaking about the invisible, and as we take the time to listen and see with our natural ears and eyes, God will open our spiritual ears and eyes. In the process of being purposeful in observing nature, I discovered a wonderful byproduct. I began to learn how to number my days. Nature became the classroom in which God taught me the art of numbering my days. As I would begin each day, taking the time and giving thought to the created world and being thankful for what I was seeing and hearing, I found myself becoming more and more aware that God was revealing Himself to me in some particular way. Even when the weather is bad, I am interested in knowing what God may be revealing about Himself. It is no longer just the weather, but it is something God is saying. When I catch myself complaining about the weather, I repent and remember He is trying to show me something. As I walk in this, I am growing closer to the Lord and beginning to value each day as a gift from Him. I am purposefully thankful for what I am seeing and hearing in the natural, and as a result, I have slowly been able to tune in to more of the thoughts of God in the present moment. I am discovering more of His will and seeing more of His favor. I think that is the heart of wisdom Moses was telling us we would gain if we would learn to number our days. Ephesians 5:15-17. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Wise people are those who make the most of their time, not fretting our days away over the past, worrying about the future or what might have been, not being so consumed with daily chores, jobs, routines, cares, and responsibilities that we miss the will of the Lord that is clearly being spoken to each of us every single day. It matters to God how we live each and every day. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.